Hi, everyone. I'm Tommy Andres. I'm a correspondent with CNN Radio, but today I'm filling in for Carl and hanging out with you for this Friday edition of CNN Student News. First up, news from the United Nations Security Council. The group voted yesterday for stronger punishments against North Korea. It's a reaction to that country's latest rocket launches and nuclear tests. There's been a lot of tension between North Korea and other countries over its nuclear program, so that Security Council vote may not seem surprising. What is interesting is that it was unanimous. China, one of North Korea's strongest allies, voted in favor of the punishments. These punishments are designed to change a country's potentially threatening behavior. Sometimes they work, other times they don't really have much impact. You may have heard about filibusters in social studies class. We've talked about them before on our show. They're a way for a U.S. senator to block or delay a vote. On Wednesday, we actually saw one. Here's what happened. John Brennan is President Obama's nominee to run the CIA, but the Senate makes the final call, and Brennan's a controversial pick because of his connection to the use of drones. He's been an advisor to the president on homeland security and counterterrorism issues. He's a big supporter of using unmanned aircraft. The president's been criticized for his position on drones, including the possibility that they could be used to target Americans who pose a threat to the United States. Senator Rand Paul wants more answers about the president's drone policies. On Wednesday, he used a filibuster to try and push for those answers. The way it works is that when you get control of the Senate floor, you don't give it up.
I rise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA. I will speak until I can no longer speak. I will speak as long as it takes. Has America the Beautiful become Alice's Wonderland? No, no, said the Queen. Sentence first, verdict afterwards. Stuff and nonsense, Alice said loudly. The idea of having the sentence first? Hold your tongue, said the Queen, turning purple. I won't, said Alice. Release the drones, said the Queen, as she shouted at the top of her voice. Lewis Carroll is fiction, right? I have allowed the president to pick his political appointees, but I will not sit quietly and let him shred the Constitution. I cannot sit at my desk quietly and let the president say that he will kill Americans on American soil who are not actively attacking a country, which had previously brought a challenge in federal court to the legality of the authorization to target. And I would go for another 12 hours to try to break Strom Thurmond's record, but I've discovered that there are some limits to filibustering, and I'm going to have to go take care of one of those in a few minutes here. But I thank you very much for the forbearance, and I yield the floor.
Mr. President.
Senator from Illinois.
Senator Paul's gotten some support and some criticism for his filibuster. He also says he's gotten a response from the White House. Yesterday, John Brennan was confirmed as the next CIA director. Next up, authorities at this Cat Haven sanctuary are going to investigate a tragic accident that happened at the California facility. On Wednesday, an intern who worked with the animals there was mauled and killed by one of the sanctuary's African lions. It's just one example we've seen recently of the potential risks when humans and creatures enter each other's habitats. When two park workers in Florida accidentally disturbed a hive, they were swarmed by tens of thousands of Africanized honeybees. That species is very aggressive, especially if bothered. The men were stung nearly 100 times each. Thousands of sharks swimming offshore forced some South Florida beaches to close. Experts say the sharks aren't after people, but going in the water means you're entering their habitat. In a case of mistaken identity, if a shark thinks a person is a smaller fish, could lead to problems. And these iReport images from Israel show things going on the opposite direction. All those black specks, they're locusts, and they're migrating north in search of food. And when they come across farmland, areas where farmers are growing fruits and vegetables, the insects can attack the crops and leave them decimated.